We will not put superficial concerns above public safety.
Former Alabama Senator Donald Trump's U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions today praised Donald Trump's new executive order, which restores the flow of surplus military gear to local police departments.
The executive order that the president will sign today will ensure that you can get the life-saving gear you need to do your job and send a strong message that we will not allow criminal activity, violence, and lawlessness to become a new normal.
Barack Obama curtailed the equipment transfer program in 2014. This after law enforcement officers using military-styled armor vehicles and guns confronted protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, following the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Mike Brown. Obama barred the military from transferring certain equipment to police or sheriff's departments. This included armed aircraft and armed vehicles of any kind, 50-caliber firearms and ammunition, grenade launchers, bayonets, and camouflage uniforms. Obama also required law enforcement agencies to justify the need for items like helicopters and other aircraft, unmanned drones, riot helmets, and flashbang grenades. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says those restrictions went too far.
He is rescinding restrictions from the prior administration that limited your agency's ability to get equipment through federal programs, including life-saving gear.
Jeff Sessions spoke today to a meeting of the Fraternal Order of Police Union in Nashville, Tennessee. He has been steadily restoring tough-on-crime policies while reshaping the way his Justice Department enforces civil rights laws, particularly in areas of policing, making advocates nervous. Civil liberties groups and some lawmakers assailed Trump's order as a sign of the militarization of local police, and they argue that the equipment encourages and escalates violent confrontations with officers. Kanya Bennett, legislative counsel for the ACLU, said tensions between law enforcement and communities remain high, yet the president and the attorney general are giving the police military-grade weaponry instead of practical, effective ways to protect and serve everyone. The executive order also drew the ire of some Republicans in Congress. Senator Rand Paul said it's one thing for federal officials to work with local authorities to reduce or solve crime, but it's another for them to subsidize militarization. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.